The key was, it was an honest performance. There was a reaction from last Saturday, and showed what we expect. There was a level of commitment, a work rate, and a desire to keep a clean sheet. And something we've been working on for weeks. We've managed to get bodies back now, and a few bodies in, and from a defensive perspective. And I just thought we looked a lot solider today, as well as still causing a threat. Probably took us 10, 15 minutes to work it out a little bit. But what's pleasing is I think there's more to come. So it was a good day at the office.
So obviously that change of formation, was that directly to combat Swindon, the way they play as well?
A little bit, yeah, absolutely. So, you know, and it's key is the wing-backs. And I thought our wing-backs did well today, especially Greg Lee. He stepped forward. He's been ill during the week, start of the week. And for fair play to him, he stepped forward Friday, shook it all off, and gave a performance like that on Saturday. So credit to him, for a young man. In a modern day world, a lot of people would have cried off and stepped away from the task. But I really thought he stepped forward today.
I mean, they were really pushed forward at times. I noticed that, you know, you almost had four up front at some points.
And it's key, and you've got to be very, very brave in this system because you've got an assurance behind. So, again, it was something that we encouraged. And I thought they did well and got into key areas and kept on going and did it for 94 minutes. So, no, there's plenty of energy in the team. And that really frustrated me last week because it was a flat performance and I hadn't had it and I hadn't seen it in training. I didn't see it coming. And I hoped it was just a blip and thought it was just a blip. And thankfully, I think it is.
Is this formation with the wing-backs something you're going to stick with then? Or is
that's
that
something I will play about with. Played with all kinds of formation. I think it's key going into every game, that you understand what the plan is, and today thankfully it worked and we stuck to it, and I think there was a good deal of change from the substitutions and energy certainly from Andrew Tutt when he come on. He re-energised us, and he's been patient. He's had a bad injury, but he's someone who you know you welcome back into the fold.
Yeah, really nice to see him back, isn't it? He had a couple of shots towards the end as well.
Yeah,
so
he got himself in good areas, and as I say, but probably a little bit more advanced than he's used to. But he can score, and he gets in good shooting opportunities, and I'm sure between now and the end of the season he'll have a major part to play.
And I guess it's always nice when you've got a goal scorer like James Vaughan who's in such great form.
Well, fantastic. I know it's a penalty and it's maybe a debatable is whether it was, but Tom Poole was adamant it was, and James steps forward. And that's, as I say, he'd be key. It's what he's paid for, is to come and he might get all the plaudits. But I thought the front two really, really, really defended well from the front of there. They put in a shift and that was key because I think the clean sheet come from them because the trap bat and a team that keeps the ball ever so well, they set good little traps and no, it was a good start and as I say that sort of transcended right the way through and made it easier for the back three.
Just finally, MK Dons here, another home game. Yep. Thoughts ahead of that one?
No, tough game. Watched them the other week. They worked extremely well. They passed the ball. I think it's going to be another good game of football. And another challenge, another test for ourselves. So, no, I'm looking forward to it.